Can Governor Snyder ask the court for a preemptive ruling on whether the new tax on public and private pension income violates the state constitution? Now, the Snyder administration would like a ruling before October 1st. Why the push?
Well, the fiscal year starts October 1st, and the pension tax is an integral part of the budget for the state. So he clearly wants to have a ruling and the path cleared to begin collecting that tax on January 1 as soon as he can.
Susan, if the court rules that the tax can go forward, who will be affected?
For the most part, it's not current retirees, especially those retired public workers. We're talking folks who are on the cusp of retirement, the baby boomers, and certainly those of us who are younger than that. We're the ones who are going to really be hit hardest in terms of paying taxes on our retirement income.
Ken, there's a Republican governor, Republican majorities in the state, House, and Senate, a Republican majority on the Supreme Court. If the court rules in favor of the pension tax, strictly on party lines, does that impact the public's trust in the Supreme Court?
If the court upholds it, and to be very candid with you, I believe they probably will. I think this issue then will resurface in next year's elections. Now, whether it resurfaces because the public is now skeptical about the integrity of the court or not, I just think it's going to resurface anyway in the course of campaigns for the state house.
Susan, your thoughts?
It's very interesting. I tend to agree with Ken that it will probably be upheld. I think that raises some bigger issues about our tax code. I mean, if we're saying that we can make these major changes, which essentially switch us from a flat income tax to more of a graduated system, that would seem to open the door for many different tax changes that perhaps a future Democratic governor might want to pursue. In terms of the politics of this, I do think the pension tax will be an issue next year, no matter which way the court goes with it. This has been a very high-profile issue, and I certainly expect Democrats to use it.
If the court rules against the tax, they rule that the tax is in fact unconstitutional, what does that mean for Governor Snyder politically, Ken?
Well, I think it certainly is a kind of a damaging blow. I guess you would have to characterize it. It's not fatal. I think the bigger issue is, what do you do with the budget? Because the budget and his tax plan, that is cutting business taxes, is contingent upon this, and it just makes him start over with both the budget and a tax policy, and that in and of itself is going to be challenging.
Susan, your thoughts?
I don't think it's fatal politically, but we are talking about a $300 million hit to the budget, and it was a pretty high-stakes move for the governor to include that. So if he gets slapped down, it certainly would not be good news for him. I think that could create problems with the legislature because many Republicans carried his water and didn't want to vote for it. And if the tax is ruled unconstitutional, they might question whether or not to go with the governor in the future on some controversial issues.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.